Okay, now this could be recorded. Something about kirtan standards. Now, you're all quite familiar with kirtan standards, which I've more or less instituted everywhere, based on my understanding of what Srila Prabhupada wanted, which is again based on what he said he wanted. Now I'm going to say a few things which are more or less personal preferences. So you may... Well, the first one is not personal preferences, but it's... most of them are. You know, I'm not a great fond of these bongo drums, or djembes, as they're called. But many of the madungas nowadays sound like that, especially these ones which are made from wood. Or even if you have good clay drums, they're not tuned properly. In Bengal, where the madunga culture is there, people who play madungas, they know how to tune them also. So before playing, they'll often tune them. And in just as the hot season has gone past, and the drums are always too high, so it sounds like the sweet sound of the madunga is lost. The proper sound we can only get from a real clay drum. We can never get the same sound from something else. So devotees, many have taken the trouble to play well, but they may know so many beats, but if the madunga is not properly tuned, then anyway it sounds like a bongo. So those of you who are little, anyway, I'm just saying this here, and you could maybe think about that. Apart from learning to play madunga, an important thing is to learn what it should sound like. So some devotees who are into playing madungas could also learn how to keep them in the proper tuning. Now, this is a personal thing I'm going to say next about kirtan. But it's not only me who says it. For instance, the infamous Jayadvaita Swami, I'm saying this with tongue-in-cheek because some of the things he says about kirtan are not much appreciated. But there's a tune that devotees sing. If you're singing and then you go into this tune, it usually gets the devotees enlivened. But then if you go on and on and on, it becomes tuneless. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes devotees go on and on and on singing like this, and it's at least... As I say, I'm not the only one. There are others also who don't much appreciate that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. It can be a little longer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There are so many tunes. Anyway, like I say, it's a personal preference. There was one tune which I first heard about 15 years ago. It's definitely an adhunik tune, a modern tune, in the sense that... Well, I never heard it in Bengal, and I never heard it when Srila Prabhupada was present, and it's maybe the most popular tune in ISKCON today. I see if I can remember it. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I don't know where it came from. It sounds like some children's song or something like that. But anyway, you could bear it in mind, at least while I'm around, that I don't like it. You may say, well, it's the holy name. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, if you go through his right, you'll say he also was mentioning many of the modern tunes, this was in the 19th century, that he didn't like. So, I say it's a personal thing. Then I see if I can remember this one. In some places especially, it's the devotees, they go up See if I can remember how to do it. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Something like that. Hare Krishna. I can't remember it now, but they... No, not like that. Anyway, I can't remember it. I thought I wouldn't remember it. Then there are devotees who like to lead, but they're off key, they have an unpleasant voice, they can't keep time. In Russia, you're going to find out that it's standard to sing Sri Guru Charana Padma 1, 2, 3 with the 1, 2, 3 out of time. And everyone all over Russia and Eastern Europe, I know about Croatia, did it come that far? It didn't come that far, but Lithuania, I don't know how they do it. It's very difficult to do it, but they somehow, they do it. And if you try and correct it, they think you're wrong, because when everyone does everything wrong, they think it's right. It's their tradition. Yeah, you can say that bhakti counts, but what if there's someone who, they've, with much bhakti, they cook chapatis, 200 chapatis for Krishna every day and for all the devotees, but every time the chapatis are burned on the outside and kacha on the inside. So they're very enthusiastic and do it with full devotion, but the chapatis are inedible. So there are some devotees who like to lead kirtan, but it's probably best to leave it to those who can, who have a pleasant voice. And we all know, some of us don't, I guess. You know anyone whose voice I'm not that enthusiastic about? Who? So, he when I'm there, he doesn't sing. You lead kirtans other times, sir?
No.
Not much. You have so many good kirtan leaders there, yeah. Another thing, I think this came from Croatia via Salem, which there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't like it much, which is the tune which is sung for Nrisimha Stuti in the mornings only. But it seems to me to, I like, and I'm giving no scriptural backing here, but I feel that Nrisimha, especially those prayers should be sung with a bit of verve. It's Nrisimha, and it's about him ripping Hiranyakashipu to pieces. So should be sung with some verve. What's the Italian term for that? Can you remember? Forte, there you go. With fortissimo, yeah. With a little strength. There are different ways you can. So, what's the tune there?
The tune is Chitahari understood that this is your turn to sing morning tune, like Samsara.
No. I thought it came from Croatia.
Nobody told me this is morning tune, and no one is allowed to sing another tune.
Oh. There you go. There you have misunderstandings. So how is that? Yeah, well, that's very suitable for Guru Vashtaka, that to sing like that. The mood is right. It fits. The mood fits. But with Nrisimha in it, Namaste Narasimhaya, it lends itself to fortissimo. In the morning. But this is, correct me if I'm wrong, Krishna Kirti, maybe, that this tune, the standard Nusha, it can be sung at any time. Namaste Narasimhaya. Some tunes can be sung at any time, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can sing that midnight, midday, anytime.
That's a whole science.
Yeah, it's a big.
I know about it, but
it's a big topic. It's maybe not there in Western music. Times of day, it won't be there in Western music.
You know, I mean, there is a correlation between some music.
Some things are meant for the spring.
I meant not music. But,
some things are meant for the springtime, like that. We have the, you know, so in Indian music also we have some for the rainy season, some for the springtime, like that. They're more suitable. Okay. Pronunciation. Many of you are doing good, some are not. My one god brother is very strong on this Palaka Prabhu. You don't know him, he's in America. He's very strongly presenting the point that Srila Prabhupada, even though he is according to external upadhis, a Bengali, he didn't sing with Bengali pronunciation. He didn't sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And apparently Prabhupada had stopped his Western disciples from singing that. I'm pretty sure he never stopped his Bengali disciples from singing like that, because I was in Bengal when Prabhupada was there and they would sing like that. But it's a bit, of course you're all Indians, but it's a bit artificial, isn't it, singing that Bengali style if you're not a Bengali. And the only, none of you do except Murlita. He's not even aware of it. So, but pronunciation in general is, you can check and see. Now if you really want to get into this in some detail, and I would like to see all details in future, or maybe we could start now, followed, then the Hare Krishna mantra should be pronounced properly. Now that might sound like that's not a detail, but practically, according to the tune, we sing it differently. Hare Rama, how does that, it goes after Tulsi. Hare Krishna, how does that go?
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. It's quite common that devotees sing Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, which is not the Maha Mantra. And there's that one tune was made famous by the Kirtaniya Madhav. What's that tune? That also, the very way the meter is structured makes the names mispronounced. There is there's one group of followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They still identify themselves as followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prapanashram in Bengal means they didn't come to Bhaktivinoda. They're in his line, not going through Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, maybe not even through Lalita Prasad. But they have a policy to sing only meters in which the Hare Krishna mantra will be properly pronounced. So, sometimes I stopped it. I tried to teach the devotees during the Tulsi Arti to sing Hare Rama instead of Hare Rama. Okay, there's the points I wanted to make. Any questions about that? I mean, it's a big ocean of discussion.
The standard Vaishnava songbook seems to be written in kind of Bengali pronunciation.
In the songbook it's different. The way the Bengali songs are written in the songbook is largely different to the way the Bengali verses are rendered in Roman script in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you, for instance, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where in the consonant K, it's written K-A, right? And that's good for Sanskrit. But in Bengali it's pronounced K. So in the songbook, it's written like that. But a problem comes because devotees, it's written with an O, but O can be pronounced or O. There are at least two ways. So for instance, in the Paramakarana song, devotees all sing bhajo, bhajo, bhai. But it's not bhajo, bhajo. It's bhajo, bhajo. It's quite different. Also in Tulsi Kirtan,
Enivedana Koro. The Hindi speakers sing, but it's Koro. In Bengali, it's Koro. Not Koro. In Hindi, it's Koro. In Bengali, it's Koro. So, as I say, these are all details, but Srila Prabhupada did give us a liturgy in Sanskrit and Bengali. So if we're going to sing the same song throughout our lives every day, it's not such a big thing to learn how to pronounce it properly. There is one recording of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, as far as possible, we should try and pronounce these songs as the Bengalis pronounce them. So, something you wanted to say? Okay, Hindi books, there are many problems. So, okay, anything else on that topic? Yeah.
The other day I was reading Prabhupada singing
Govashtan. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada doesn't pronounce it exactly properly, but that doesn't mean that we should mispronounce.
No, but then what's the law? I mean, just people asking about it.
Not according to standard Sanskrit. There are different issues. One thing is that Prabhupada pronounced Sanskrit with Bengali pronunciation. Jantrarudhani mayaya, for instance. Khatriya, that's one thing. But then he sings Yasya Prasada Nagatikato. He doesn't emphasize the long syllable. In this regard, we can apply the logic which I heard from Bhakti Rupa Prabhu many years ago in this regard. He said there was a devotee in Orissa who was well learned in Sanskrit. His guru wasn't. So he got the mantras from the guru. That's the main thing in Diksha, in the formality, is getting mantras, right? And the guru pronounced them all wrong. Because it's spoken and you pronounce what's heard. So throughout his life, he pronounced them the way he heard from his guru. But then to his disciples, he taught it according to Sanskrit parampara like that. So that's the logic I will apply here. In this Vaishnav culture book, many things, many people can say, well, Prabhupada didn't teach this, Prabhupada didn't teach that. But then I give the logic for giving so many rules which Prabhupada didn't give. That Prabhupada was on a mission, he didn't have much time. He's reported to have said to several people that Narayan Maharaj said that Prabhupada had said to him that I didn't have time to teach them so many details of Vaishnava culture. And then Padmanabh Goswami also told me that Prabhupada had said that in a meeting when Prabhupada was publicly addressing the Vrajavasis, that you please teach them. And many things Prabhupada, he just went along with. He didn't attempt to change. Just like calling laddu, laglu. Have you ever heard of a laglu?
Yes.
Famous Indian sweet. It's chapuri. How about a chapuri? It's a puri made from chapati flour. It's an English word made up by ISKCON devotees, like laglu. And Prabhupada would also say, make laglus. So he would go along with many. But that doesn't mean that for the whole next 10,000 years, we have to mispronounce everything. And instituting Varnashram means there's going to be many more rules, which Prabhupada wanted to do. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And it also means doing everything in detail for the pleasure of Krishna. Just like I often give that example that Kayananda. What's that? That's Kayananda, that's your name, right? And then you may say, well, actually it's Keshavananda. Okay, Kayananda, you don't bother. If you're doing something wrong and someone tells you, actually, it should be pronounced like this. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all the bhav. You know. It's not very respectful. to, when you know something's wrong, it may not be a very big thing, but then to go on and on mispronouncing, and then it becomes institutionalized. And people think, well, my guru pronounces all the shlokas wrong, so I should also. Or they don't give much importance to it. So it's not the most important thing, but then it is also part of our whole approach to serving Krishna. We're not on the rag marg. Even if we are on the rag marg, then they'll still pronounce properly, generally. Rag marg doesn't mean you just don't bother with all the rules and regulations. It means you transcended them. So that's my understanding of how we should try to do everything as well as possible according to tradition for Krishna's pleasure. Otherwise, you can keep the planet of the trees in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Should it remain there forever, or should it be put the planet of the pit trees? If someone's really fanatical, they'll say it should remain forever the planet of the trees. Okay. Could you please call Hrishikesh Prabhu? Someone can call him. We can stop this recording now.